Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to raise our voice and praising you. So I pray that our life center around your name. Your name, Jesus Christ, is the name of wonderful, the name of powerful. And I pray the Holy Spirit will be with me to share your word and from your word alone. I pray the Holy Spirit will be in the heart of the people in this room so they can hear your voice and apply the scripture in their life. Everything we do for your glory, Father, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be said, spiritual fruitfulness. What would you say or what would you think if you try to plant the fruit trees, but it never bore any fruit? What are you supposed to do? Probably we cut and plant another one. But the best you can be disappointed that, at worst you can probably be thinking, now, where's the chopper or the axes? Because you grow the fruit tree, but there's no fruit. Up for a while, you know, you probably chop it down and burn it. Because a fruit tree is supposed to bear fruit. And those that don't fail to fulfill the intended purpose, and then something would happen. And that's our life, same thing. That's the reason why John chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus Christ said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. So each one of us sitting in this room, believe it or not, you has been chosen. Chosen to bear fruit to whatever the purpose Christ will put in your life. So each one of you, when you go out in the world, regardless whatever situation you're in, He, Christ, put you there for the purpose to bear fruit for Him. So when we understand that, you would understand Christian, a new creature in Christ. He recreates us to glorify Him, to have a fruitful life. So each one of you, once in a while, you need to look back. And we're still in the Vietnamese New Year, the last week of Vietnamese New Year. Sometimes you need to look back and see how fruitful you are. Before we go to the sermon, we need to have some description because you and I need to understand the same thing. Description of fruitful life. Fruit has been described as the outward expression of the inward nature. In another word, the apple tree is supposed to produce apple, not orange. So what kind of fruit are the Christians supposed to produce? So that's the question sometimes you have to ask yourself. What kind of fruit? Because if you say you are a Christian, what is exactly the outward expression or how you express yourself, the fruit you're supposed to produce? So if you understand that from, you know, 2 weeks ago when we talked about the spiritual living, so the inward nature of Christian is Christ. I'm going back to the definition of 2 weeks ago. So the fruit of Christian is expression of the person of Christ in His work. By understand that, we would go point by point. What is the description of fruitful life? So the expression of the person of Christ, but the fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So we need to go back to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23 to understand what exactly the expression of the person of Christ in our life. So by understand that, you could understand. Let's go back to this verse here. But the fruit of the Spirit is in singular. The word fruit is in singular. So it expresses like the whole nature, the unity of all the qualities of that fruit of the Holy Spirit. So you're talking about love. What exactly love is it? By understand love, you need to understand the love of Jesus Christ. It's God's unconditional love, characterized by self-sacrifice. So the same thing when you say you have love of Jesus Christ, what exactly does it mean? Because love here is not just emotion, but the decision, okay? The decision to love some people, even though that person is not worthy to be loved. So that's the same thing when we understand our love of Jesus Christ. We are not worthy. We are the sinner. And a lot of chaos around the world. But he still loves us, loves the people. So that's the reason why he died on the cross. He sacrificed himself because of sin. And that's the meaning of that love. Because by human nature, sometimes we say love is something emotion. Okay, you have to be like this so I can love you. There's a condition, love. Okay, and I, as a human nature, we always do that. It has to have certain condition for me or for us to love somebody. But when we talk about the love here, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, talk about love is unconditional love. It means we have to make the decision to love when the person or whatever condition you're in is not worthy for us to love. And that unconditional love. It is very, very difficult to make that decision. And they talk about joy. Okay, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. What exactly joy? Joy, God's joy is not based on material thing, but on spiritual blessing. So that's reason why we're in the last week of Vietnamese New Year. For Vietnamese, we usually celebrate Tết like 4 weeks, the whole month. So in the last week, so we need to, sometimes we need to look back. We still have 1 week or this week to look back and count the blessing. When we understand the blessing from God, a blessing whoever or whatever condition he put around you, okay, you understand that blessing, the spiritual blessing, and then would have the true joy in you. Because if you put the joy on material things, sometimes you would depress. Because as a human, people may have fault, always have fault, and you put the joy in material thing, it may last. So that reason why we need to go back deep down in us from spiritual perspective, understand the blessing from God, and that would give you the true joy. And then I talk about fruit of Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace. What exactly peace? The peace is tranquility based on God's surrender, love, and acceptance. Peace is easy to say, but it's very, very difficult to obtain. So that reason why when you have Jesus Christ in your heart, you understand that tranquility. Because he's so powerful, even though you're in the chaos of life. It's just like one of the song, you know, when things chaos and whatever happen, you still have that peace because you know who control your life. It means you have Almighty God control your life, leading your life, and you have that peace. Life sometimes is tough. Some of you still young, you may think about life, it's just, you know, you go to school and then the test, it stresses you out. But that's just a minor thing. Okay, and then you go to work, maybe the pressure of work, you have to meet the deadline, and you stress out. And then when you look back, you say, hey, that's just a minute thing. So you need to understand sometime by you have the control of Christ or God controlling your life, so you can have that refuge when things seem to be out of place, things seem to be in chaos, and you have that refuge to calm you down, to have that peace. And also talking about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, and patience. This is a very tough one. How to be patient when you unfair treatment by other people. But when you understand Christ, patient, and then how the world, he have all of that compassion and patience when the people seem to against him and even put him on the cross. So patient, enduring unfair treatment by other people as Christ did. It's very difficult. But if you study the history of the world, you see most of the people who have patience, they win out. on the long run. Because sin reaction is always create chaos. So sometimes need to cool down and have clear head and use logic and argument, debate, and win out the whole thing. It requires a lot of patience. But the next one, it's talking about the kindness. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness. Kindness, treating others with the same kindness God has shown us. It's very, very difficult when we show kindness. Because in human nature, we always want to win. As a human nature, like debate or fighting or whatever, we want to win out. So sometimes when the people down, do we have enough? We have the same kindness as Christ to provide or treat other people. It's difficult. It's not easy. But we have Christ in our heart, and through the Holy Spirit, it gives us that compassion so we can treat other people with the same kindness God has shown us. And just think back, we not worthy, we're the sinner, but how the world Christ died on the cross because of sin, because he had that kindness. And we have to have that fruit of the Spirit in us in order to be kind with other people, even though they usually not even treat us right. And the next four is also talking about the goodness. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. Goodness expresses the moral purity and righteousness of God. It's also very, very difficult. Moral purity. Because when, example, when you do the charity work, Thanksgiving, we go to food for the homeless. Do you do that with the goodness? Or do you do that with competition or people around you because they do it, so you do it? Or you do it from the goodness, from the purity of your heart, from the moral purity, no evil thing in your mind or some things you can gain from your activity. Okay, moral purity and righteousness of God. So that reason why sometimes you express the goodness, you have to go back and question yourself. Do I do this with purity of the heart, with the righteousness of God, or I do it because people around do it and I would feel ashamed if I'm not doing it? So competition going on because you do good. And the same thing, any charity work or anything you do for service, do you do with the pure moral purity and righteousness of God? Or just do because my parents told me to do so? And he also talking about the expression person of Christ, the fruit of the Spirit, is talking about faithfulness. What is it? Faithfulness, per definition, being trustworthy as God. Very, very difficult. But it may take the whole life to achieve that level of faithfulness. But that reason why, through the sanctification, each day in our life, we do improving things. Faithfulness of your study. Faithfulness as your children of your parent. Faithfulness if you marry to each other. Faithfulness when you do the service. Faithfulness when you work and earn the income. Do you have that commitment? Okay? Gentleness. Gentleness is talking about display God's humility in our dealing with others. Some of you work, you deal with people, negotiation, but is there the gentleness in there with humility? Because you would find out is when you go through life, whatever you work, or even when you run the company, any profession you're in, the gentleness from negotiation, from dealing with each other is so critical. Okay? You need to understand Christ, Jesus Christ, He's God, okay? And he's a king of all kings. And here, through humility, he dropped down from that level down to be the lowest of the low because of humility. So he can pay for our sin. And when we learn about the character of Christ, we would understand the gentleness. Because gentleness is not just expressed through word, but it's also expressed through action and everything we do. So that's the reason why you see some of the people, okay, sometimes we have to go through, we have to watch their life for 40 years, 50 years, and 60 years, and you can see how God blessed them, okay? And part of the characteristic, when they go through the interview, you would find out one trait of characteristics is a gentleness. And it impacts a lot of people around them. But self-control is the ninth one. Experiencing God control over our fleshy desires. It's difficult because we as a person, human nature, we always want certain things. We also have the desire in our action, our thinking, our emotion, and our will. A lot of things going on in our mind. And we do, or when we see something, it goes through on our five senses, it gets into our thinking, our thought, and then it gets into our emotion, and then it begins to get our will and then create action. And certain action is may not coming out right. And so that reason why, that self-control, we have to allow Christ, God, to control our life. Because sometimes in our life, we try to drive our own life. I usually example, you know, if our life, it's just like the car. Okay, when we drive ourselves, sometimes we make a mistake. You know, we couldn't control it. But we allow God, Jesus Christ, drive our life car, and then he much better for us because he can see the future, certain things we cannot see. So that reason why certain things we don't understand, we need to turn over to him so we can experiencing he control over our desires. So how to achieve all of this? And I honestly gave you one advice. You need to pray every day. Pray for the quality of the fruit of the Holy Spirit become reality in your life. So when you pray to God, it means you pray through devotion. It means you read the scripture and you pray through the scripture and you know, Lord, all of this quality of life, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So I pray it become reality. It's not just talk. It's not just reading. It's not just, you know, thinking about it, but become an action, everyday action in our life through the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So part of our life become reality because you love somebody, unconditional love, you just love that person. You don't have to think about, oh, the Bible said I have to love this person, because it becomes reality. Okay? Choice. When I deal with situation, I just have choice. I don't have to explain why. I don't have to go back in the Bible. The Bible said I have to join in chaos. So I have to join in chaos because the Bible said so. But if it becomes the reality, it's just automatics. How many of you drive the car? Okay, some of you. I know some of you. Okay, raise your hand. I didn't pick you, but when you just learn how to drive a car, what is your action? You never drive the car, and then you have to go to learn. Okay? This hand, the instructor said this hand will be at 10 o'clock, this one at 2 o'clock. And you turn, look this, bling, bling. Okay? And put in gear and you move. In your mind, it's just like, oh my goodness, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, bling, put in gear, move, and you do like this. Okay? But after you drive for what? For a year, 2 years, and then what? Right? And suddenly your eye, you scan so quick, but before you like this. Okay? So you see the process. The same thing when you apply for the quality
of all this fruit of the Holy Spirit become reality in your life, initially you study. Okay? But through the eyes, go to the mind. So you understand the word is up here. And when you pray to the Lord and say, this quality become part of you and become part of your nature. So you don't have to think about it. Because right now, when you drive the car, do you think this hand at 10 o'clock, this one at 2 o'clock? No, you don't do that. Because you just automatic. When you put two hands, and once in a while you drop this hand, you drive this, and then you get tired of this, it's just automatic. When you turn to the left, you don't think about turn on the left signal. You just automatic turn left. You look. You don't think about it. Because it's become reality in you. Okay? So pray for each quality become reality in your life. Now, expression, the work of Christ. I'm talking about expression, person of Christ. And now, expression, the work of Christ. How does Christ work? I picked some of the Bible verse. For the Son of Man came to seek and save that was lost. Just as the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many. I have come that they may have life and have it to full in John 10. So what exactly he tried to communicate to us? He communicated Christ was born to die as God's sacrifice for our sin and to bridge the gap between the holy God and sinful man. His time on earth was spent teaching others about good news of God's salvation and warning them the judgment to come. So if you read the New Testament, a lot of things going on in New Testament, but it summarized the reason he came to give his life to payment for sin, to rescue the sinner to eternal death, and proclaim the gospel of God's grace. And that's the whole purpose of his coming down on earth. So expression work of Christ, we need to understand Christ's work. But our work is what? To translate our work, when we understand Christ's work, our work is go into all the world and preach the good news to all creatures. That's what, and he used the church, each one of us in the church, to do his mission. So expression work of Christ key for fruitfulness. The Bible said, John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So that reason why the relationship of individual, the believer to Christ, had to be in, it's talking about you, the branch. That branch had to be in the vine. So as long as we in him, we'll be okay. We will bear fruit. So that reason why once in a while, the end of the year, you go back, beginning of the year, go back and look at the past. Am I bear fruit or not? So remaining in Christ, confess on sin and claiming 1 John 9, and allow Christ to fill you. So the affirmation for this message, I hope, your life, expression of the person of Christ. You live to do Christ's work. Christ's life flow through me, whatever situation you're in. And I'm good soil, bear much fruit. And that's what he tried to communicate to us. Let us stand up so we can pray together. Let's read together with me on this prayer. Lord Jesus, you are the vine, I am a branch. You alone possess life, and all that is good flows from you. May your life flow through mine, that I may display you and your work through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because your word reminding us about our spiritual fruitfulness. So I pray the Holy Spirit will be in each one of the people in this room. So when we look back, when we look toward the future, if we follow you, we have you in us, and us in you, we would bear fruit. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with all the people in this room to carry your great commission to the world from now and forever. Amen.